Welcome. You're listening to the Empath Intuitive Heart-Driven Podcast with Megan Jean. Here we explore the realm of energy, intuition, and feelings. We learn how to navigate our path, feel empowered to be who we are, expand our intuition, and connect peacefully to our purpose. If you've ever been called sensitive, if you've ever struggled with the fact that you don't do normal, or you're craving the support to tap into your soul and step out into the world as your true self, then this healing and expansive podcast is for you. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a new episode today. Oh my gosh, this is so epic because it is the first time that I have interviewed a guest on the Empath Intuitive Heart-Driven Podcast. Feels like an amazing milestone, and I couldn't be more proud, more excited to bring you the wonderful musings of Bree Amber today. Now, Bree and I have been connected for over a year now. We are friends. Funny thing is that we've never actually met face to face, not yet. We connect pretty much every day, and I guess I couldn't think of a better person to talk about our topic today, which is peeling back the layers, especially when it comes to our growth, our evolution, our up-leveling, removing subconscious beliefs. This is pretty much like a culmination of a lot of what the Empath Intuitive Heart-Driven Podcast is about, and looking at this from real life examples. Now, Bree Amber is an absolutely phenomenal psychic medium, but she wasn't always a psychic medium. And this just goes to prove, like, very divinely timed, that if you open yourself up to what is best for you, if you, like, we talk about this in other podcasts, you know, trust and let go is one that comes to mind. I think it's episode 4, that you will be surprised at what actually gets delivered when you go, you know what, I'm not even going to try and control this anymore. Universe, give me what you got. You'll get to that point where you go, oh my gosh, is that what you've got? Oh my God, I can't believe I wouldn't have even thought that for myself. So Bree, she went from a nervous breakdown to becoming a mental health advocate, and now she's a psychic medium. I mean, after discovering that she had this gift in mediumship, it was amazing because she soon wanted to change her business over and just, you know, help people connect with their past loved ones. But her mission originally, it was to start a mental health, advocate style business. You know, all she wanted to do was help people. And realistically, her mission hasn't changed. So now, knowing that she can provide people with clarity, with reassurance, you know, relief, and beautiful healing, Bree's just continuing her journey by helping people with these phenomenal readings. So do know that you can connect with Bree on Facebook. She's, you know, facebook.com/Bree Amber. And also known as Bree Amber AU on Instagram. I would absolutely urge you to go and follow her. Check out the show notes because all of her links are in there. But I hope you enjoy today's episode, Peeling Back the Layers, where Bree and I are talking about all things growth, evolution, up-leveling, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So keep listening.
Hi,
Hello, hello everyone. Megan Jean here. And as I said in the intro, once again, I'm just going to say super duper pumped to have Bree Amber here, my very first podcast guest, which I'm over the moon about. But with the topic that I wanted to cover today, I couldn't find someone better to riff this out with, to talk about this with, because, you know, peeling back the layers, when we commit ourselves to change, to evolution, to growth, you realize just that pure moment of surrender then opens up a stack of doors, and they're not always going to be beautiful doors. You know, some of them are booby prizes and some of them are a few crocodiles behind them. But it's just the magic of throwing yourself in there and seeing what the universe has to deliver that really evolves into something really, really special. So that growth and that evolution of self is something that for me and Brie, it was probably about mid 2000 and what was it? 2020. Wasn't it? That we did a course together. I'll probably let Brie talk a little bit more about that. And that's how we connected. And we just found that we had so much in common. But what I also loved was that whilst coming from very different backgrounds and being very different in like career and all of that, where we were at that point, just having someone there to sort of witness a absolutely phenomenal evolution of, and of course there to support me as well, we sort of jumped into the trenches together. So without further ado, welcome Brie. And I am, as I said, super pumped to have you here. I guess the best way to open it up is please do tell us all about yourself, Brie. You know, what have you been up to? What are you doing now? But how did you also get here?
Okay, thank you so much for having me. I am so excited to be your first guest, my beautiful friend. Okay, so good. I've got so much to say, but first I wanted to actually say how I met you. So we were in a course together, in a mastermind, wasn't it? A mastermind back then. And I heard you speak on empaths. And I actually didn't know what an empath was, but I soon realized it was me. And I was like, oh my God, she's actually describing me. And it gave me such, I just listened in awe going, oh my God, this is me, this is me. And not feeling like, oh my God, there's something wrong with me. I think that was the first thing for me, is realizing, yes, I've always been this emotional girl and I've always been bagged. Oh my God, you take things to heart, sensitive, da, da, da. But realizing we're just empathic, like we're just empaths. So that was the first time I actually caught glimpse of you. And then I binged your podcast and realizing and going, oh my God, yes, that's me, that's me, that's me. So I loved that. And then, yeah, as you said, both of us signed up for Raw. For a course, and we really got to know each other through that course, and then connected ever since then on a daily basis most of the time. So it's been amazing to watch, I think, each other's growth and journey through that time. So a bit about me. Yes, I started out in the online space, in the mental health space. So suffered with mental health, mental illnesses, depression, anxiety. So bouts of depression and anxiety for probably 15, 20 years. Went through a really bad time with my third daughter with postnatal depression. Ended up extremely sick, suicidal, hospitalized. Really, really unwell. And since getting through that, I just thought, I need to help people. I need to help to let people that they're not alone, and try to give them some tools and strategies how to move through that. So I loved doing that, and I was able to help some women in that sort of arena. And then all of a sudden I did a spiritual course, which I had no idea which why I wanted to do that, because I've been always in awe with you ladies doing that, and I've watched you sort of go from, you know, the beauty industry to the spiritual industry, mm-hmm. but never in a million years would I think that I would be doing it. So I did a short course of 5 weeks, and as you know, something opened up for me and realized that I can speak to people across what the other side and get do some mediumship. So so now I am actually doing readings. So yes, it's just been a whirlwind, really.
Incredible. And I mean, if you sum that into dot points, you know, feeling like you were in a really low point, dealing with illness, mental illness, but then knowing that you had this purpose and you followed it. And I mean, I love that part of this story where you're saying that for some reason you just did this intuitive course, like,
yes, you know, why did I do that?
Exactly, but led to this full opening of this mediumship gift, which you probably always had, Bree, but, you know, who knows? Mm. And really interesting with those key points of your story there, Bree, because I guess it's like a one step after the other, after the other, after the other, right? And you can end up thinking like things are very mundane and monotonous and, you know, it doesn't really, like, you know, oh, I want to get my business up and running. I'm going to try this. I'm going to try that. But as we now know, you know, the universe absolutely claps and rejoices when we just do that one little thing, yes, that it asks us to do, and then more opens, yes, up. So I mean, it's more than just the opportunities though, isn't it? It's more than just taking the actual action, because as I was sort of saying, the two of us have really unpacked a lot of other stuff in the process. It's like getting, yes, a vacuum and clearing out all of the energetic muck.
Absolutely.
Tell me, Bree, what were some of the key things that you feel like you've had to overcome to, yeah, sort of get to like this point right now?
Yeah, I feel like, I've done so many, you know, as we both have this, peeling back all the layers to go, what is actually right down the root? What's the problems? Because I feel like with my depression and anxiety, there was this underlying problem of me not being good enough or not feeling good enough, and that kept like coming up for me. And I think if I didn't actually get to the root of the problem, my anxiety and my depression would keep coming back. Yeah. So really getting to the core of that and going, what's that all about? And let's, unpack everything. And you know how messy and yucky that can be. We've had tears and, you know, messages and going, oh, my God, this is horrible. But we come through the other side, right? And we know this for each other, have kept, mm-hmm, saying, we're going to get through it. We know. Yeah. But you have to deal with the muck, right? Like, we both know that, you know. Just dealing with that. And I think that's what's really opened me up as well, because I've been able to deal with so much of that stuff, that yucky stuff, that inner child sort of thing that we've talked about. And dealing with that and feeling really okay within myself, and then being able to open up to this spiritual world, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And like subconscious blocks, I know I've got an episode all about that. Could be episode 13. I'm losing track now. So definitely listen to that if you are wanting to know what that is. But subconscious blocks are those little things. They're like a computer program running in the background, and for, you know, you just don't understand why your simple Word document isn't working, and yet this subconscious belief, this background program, is just sabotaging everything, right?
Yes.
How have you found like learning about dealing with subconscious blocks and all of that? Like, what has been some of your process in identifying, or it doesn't even have to be like saying what they were if you don't want to, but like, how have you managed to remove the things, those blocks that were in your way along this
way? Yeah. See, I feel like I'm so good at recognizing now. So I find them as a massive trigger. Like, I'm like, example, if I get into an argument with my husband and that is really triggering for me, I'm like, oh, something's there, something's underneath that. I need to find out what's going on for me, because just recognizing the triggers and going, okay, there's something underneath, I need to deal with this, otherwise it's going to keep coming up for me. And that's one of the biggest things I think I've learned is just recognizing that and doing something about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that that's my favorite Gabby Bernstein saying. I say it all the time, is that you've got to show up for what's up or it's going to keep coming up.
Yes. I love that.
I love that. I probably said it many times on the podcast. I'm not too sure, but it is. And it is actually, like, I'm not like, oh, how big of you or how, you know, you're here and everyone else is there, but it really does take a big person to stand there and go, actually, that is a trigger. Yeah. And it doesn't feel good. And I want to work on that, like whatever that means. Because half the time when you do realize that there's something there, there's a subconscious block or something triggers you. I mean, you wouldn't even know what to do. Who do you call, Ghostbusters? but then opening yourself up, as we said, like you open up these doors and it can be the most obscure thing that comes into your stratosphere, like a Facebook post that has the answer or a person does a live and they've got all these answers for you or whatever. Yeah, it's really, really interesting. Have you sort of got any examples or sort of a thing where you've like gone, oh, I wasn't sure about this, and then all of a sudden, like, I found that and it helped?
Yeah, I mean, I've got so many, but I think the main one for me is so I was dyslexic at school.
Yeah.
And really struggled through all my school life academically. And if somebody calls me stupid, like I am just like that little girl, you know, cry and get quite angry. And then it was because I was living probably an unconscious sort of life back then and just like used to get angry and, you know, just how dare you call me stupid. And then when I started to look at it and go, oh, that's why I get so upset and so, because I felt so stupid at school, right? Like feeling so stupid. And then if someone calls me stupid, I'm like, oh my God, you're just making me feel like that little girl that knows nothing again. Yeah. And so that was a massive one for me, is going through all the dyslexia thing, bringing that up. And as you know, like I've many days of tears and everything working through that. But that was probably my main thing that I got out of everything, just going, oh, that's where it's come from. Okay, I get that now. I get why I'm so hurt about that, and healing that inner child, I suppose.
Absolutely. And then I guess, have you found there, you know, any specific practices that you've developed over this time that have been really beneficial? Because I guess we're talking about knowing that you've come from being an empath, didn't even know that you were.
Yeah.
Navigating a hell of a lot of stuff. And then, you know, I guess you get to that point going through that combination, but I'm sure many of the listeners can relate that, you know, any or all of those things become parts of life. What are those things then you were drawn to actually bring into your life to make life better or raise, you know, raise vibe, as we talk about?
Yeah, I actually think one of the best tools that I probably have learned is journaling. So with journaling is just going, what is underneath this? Instead of just saying, okay, there's something wrong, I'm trying to work it out now. Why is this hurting me so much? What is underneath that? And, you know, both of us are avid journalists, so we journal a lot. And a lot of the stuff just comes out naturally now, you know, and we've worked with the same Kirsten Alvin for it as well, and she's been able to train us and help us through that. But for myself, I definitely need to journal to get some things out. And I also, I'm big on self-care, so I also know that I need to sort of go out and, you know, get out in nature and go for a walk and clear my head and get out of that space, to be able to get out of that space, sorry. So they're probably my two big go-tos, when I'm feeling that.
Yeah, absolutely. Isn't that funny? I find that empaths probably do very well in nature, you know, so you kind of can reground yourself. And then again, I mean, you know, I'm all for nature, and then if there's like, you know, bugs and flies, like
a nice nature, like beautiful parks or something. Yeah.
Oh gosh. No, so that is so cool. And then, yeah, like you were saying, working with other people as well. Isn't it funny how, you know, you can kind of, I mean, we're in this world where, especially with the pandemic and everything, being able to work with people, it's not like it used to be where you had to sort of do a workshop and see people face to face, sign up for a class. Being able to find the right people is just a Zoom or a workshop online or a Voxer, as like Bree and I talk a lot in the app Voxer, which is just phenomenal. Talking things through, though, you know, you just mentioned that talking things through and journaling it out is really good. I know that we've been a part of programs now where we've been able to like talk out what's been happening. Do you find that there's sort of like a stigma with that it's like whinging or whatever? Because I know that we've found it such a healing thing, but it's about changing the mindsets, right, of all these practices, even if you say going for a walk or meditation. Like, what have you got to say about like healing practices that have actually, like, you've got to change your mindset about?
Yes, absolutely. Because, I mean, I think going through the mental illness and everything, this was when I had no self-care practices in place, and then realizing how important it is for our mental health. And for me, yeah, definitely is one of them, is talking it out and not being ashamed of it, because we've all got issues, right? We've all got these things, but not being ashamed, being really vulnerable and saying, this is going on for me and how do I deal with it? Or how would you deal with it? And being and holding space for another person that's going through things as well. Yeah. We're always quick to, I think, want to help, but sometimes it's just, as we both know, is holding space for them, isn't it? You know, like letting them talk it all out and going, this is what's on my mind. They might have a cry. They might talk about it. And even by them doing it, they're able to actually resolve it themselves. But they just needed to get it out. They need to get it out, and they need to have somebody to listen.
Absolutely. Oh my goodness. It's, that growth and that evolution, it's so juicy. It's probably something that you can't imagine at the time, but boy, oh boy, like, giving yourself credit for how far you've come can be a very hard thing. I don't know. I mean, obviously, I'm just branding it as maybe a bit of an Australian thing, but it could be, you know, right across the board. I'm not too sure. Us not really giving ourselves credit where credit's due, or, you know, taking a compliment. And I guess that sort of makes it hard for us as you know, within our human bodies to step back and go, wow, I've actually done some pretty amazing things.
Absolutely.
How have you found, you know, your own level of self-love and things like that, you know, grow over this time as well?
I think for both of us, we're very quick to work out or point out what we haven't done, and we're getting it better at going, oh, but hey, look what I've done. And sometimes you need that other person to go, yeah, but Megan, you're in beauty and now you're doing this, and, you know, and then realize, going, God, I've done well. Like, yes. And, you know, if we looked at our journals 12 months ago, we could see how much we've grown and evolved, right? But I think it's just really recognizing, and I think, I mean, both of us have grown so much, is really recognizing, look how far we've come, because we've put the work in, right? We've done the personal development courses. We've worked on ourselves. We want to expand. We want to do more spiritual. Like, we're always working on ourselves because we just want to be better. We want to be better humans, better, you know, healers, better mentors, anything, you know.
So it's
recognizing that, isn't it? Just every now and then we need to go, hey, we have come pretty far.
I literally was doing a session. I've for myself at the moment, I'm working in the realm of Ben Eden. I know that Bree is in there as well, or a bit like, oh my gosh, the kind of love people, you got to get onto this person, you got to get onto that person. But I literally just did one of his Recode programs, as he's very well known for. Where it was about thinking about who you were, like just taking you back, yourself back to a time where you were not this, you know, you're not at this level, you're not in this time of your life, and actually like acknowledging the fact that whatever they did back then has brought you to this point right now. And I just sort of, you know, when you're in those modes, you're listening to these types of workshops or doing these meditations, you kind of just like have a lot of mind blown moments,
yes,
right?
Because I love that too.
Wow, how amazing to think that. And we don't give ourselves the credit to know that even if you felt like you were, you know, and I say this with inverted commas, you know, you thought you were failing, or you thought things were bad, or you thought that you know, life wasn't going right, that person back then brings you to where you need to be now. And it's something to really celebrate, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I loved that recode as well. And just, and that's what I think we need to do, that every now and then, and just look back and go, look where I was though, and look where I am now. Like it really, we do need to step into that, don't we?
Yeah. And you might not be there yet, but it's like where you want to be, but you know, who cares, because it's all like a step by step. And as we've sort of seen with Bree here, I mean, so we've talked about you going from, you know, like feeling like you were needing to get out there, be the mental health advocate, and then having this one moment where you're like, I'm going to sign up for an intuitive development course.
Yes.
And now, even though you're at the beginnings of this journey, like really, I think that, you know, healing and, you know, all of us, our intuitive sides, they're just something that's just waiting to be opened, right?
Yeah, so absolutely.
So what are you now doing? Tell me, like, what is going on?
Yeah, so I was doing love letters. So for people that had crossed over and they're like desperate to get a message. And when this sort of opened, I had like, and I talk about like Whoopi Goldberg from Ghost, like literally having all these people waiting to get these messages to their loved ones, because that's what happens. They are so desperate to get to us, right? They want to say they love us, they're proud of us, that they're okay, they're looking after you, or another private message. And it's just so beautiful that I can do that. Mediums can do that, you know. And so I was doing the love letters, and now, I'm going to be offering one-on-ones, like over a Zoom. So I'm so excited to be able to offer that now, and just getting, just having that message from a loved one. I know I've always been interested in going to mediums because my dad passed away the day after my first birthday. So I was very, very young and I never knew him. And I just was desperate to know, was he looking after me? Was he watching me? You know, so every time I went to a medium and they told me my dad was there and it'd give me a message, it would just light me up. I just loved it. So, and now that I can do that for other people, I love that so much.
That is so amazing. Well, all of Bree's details on how to connect with her and, you know, access these beautiful offerings, one-to-one, you know, mediumship sessions and the love letters and all of those things, just check the show notes because it's definitely in there. Oh my goodness. But really, I can see, for someone that's, you know, we've been together, as I said, in the trenches, you know, getting to this point has just been about saying yes and peeling back layers and being open to whatever comes. Do you feel different now? Like, do you feel like, you know, you've got more confidence to do the things that you never thought possible? Because all I'm thinking about is that listener right now that's just like, I don't even know where to start, you know. What could you say to that you back then?
Yes.
What would you say to that you back then that would be like, where the hell are you now? Because I can't imagine how you got there.
Exactly. I just feel like, just listen to those little, what do you call them? Those little whispers or something. Like, if you're looking at something in a program and something sticks out for you, there's a reason why. Like, there was a reason why that 5-week course just kept popping up to me, even though I didn't want to do readings or anything like that, there was a reason that the universe was trying to say, Brie, you need to get on this course, you know? Because, yeah, 12 months ago, if you had said I was doing readings, there was no way I would have laughed. So I feel like we just need to listen and look out for those signs if we can and see where it takes us. And say yes, exactly like what you said, to say yes, you know?
Yeah. And I think then that the other side of that, because I think like, saying yes is one thing, and almost like intellectualizing what you need to do to get to whatever level it is that you're working towards is one thing. But the minute you feel resistance, or the minute you think, oh, but that doesn't feel right in my body, or even for myself, you know, back when I ran my beauty business, the times where I was given everything, here's the formula, here's the copy, here's the campaign and the ad and the this and the, you know, all that. Yeah. And I was just like a frozen statue going, I cannot do this.
Yes.
You know, it's equally about going, okay, if there is like something funky going on, what is it? You know, like we just mentioned, journaling and really, you know, looking inward and doing all those things, super duper important to, because I guess I was listening to something today where they said the whole statement, and I probably said this on the podcast, the feel the fear and do it anyways. Like I think that was actually part of what I was learning this morning. Yeah. And I was like, no,
no,
because I don't necessarily believe that feeling the fear and doing it anyway is the solution if that fear is truly, truly paralyzing. Do you have anything to sort of say about like,
absolutely.
You know, because as an empath, then, you know, you think it's a weakness because others would do that, right?
Yes, yes.
Like, is it in fact that we're not capable? Like what can
I do? I actually just think that you're just not ready to do that thing right now. Like, and as you know, there were so many times that I should have been doing lives and I should have done that. And yeah, I was almost like paralyzed going, I don't want to do it. And you know, and people go, oh, I'll just keep doing, I don't want to do it. There's something in my body saying, don't do it. And now we know that we need to listen to those, you know, those inklings or the feels in our bodies to go, I'm just not meant to do that right now.
Yes.
And then when we go, when we feel the difference and, you know, something lights up inside of us, I go, oh, this is what I'm meant to be doing.
Yeah.
This is how it's meant to feel.
Absolutely. How have you dealt with then, you know, like the feelings you now have towards maybe comparison? Because that can be hard when you're sort of getting started, trying to find your feet, what works for me. You see others that are, you know, soaring to the top, and you know, how have you dealt with that comparison vibe from then to now as well?
Yeah, I feel like I've got a lot better with that. I feel like I used to be really like always looking up and going, oh my god, why aren't I there? But now I'm, and I love what Kirsten Alban also taught us, is like, you do you, you don't have to be in anybody, you're in your own lane, right? So let's just go, okay, Brie might be not as quick as that person or whatever, but you do you, whatever works for you. You don't have to be the psychic medium that, you know, that this person is or that person is. Yeah. You do you. And I love that, like, because that gives you permission to do whatever you want, right? Like, just be free with that.
It is. It's all about just breaking down all the, like, ripping the posters down off the wall, right? Like, of what this looks like, and realizing that your growth, your evolution gets to be exactly what you need it to be. And when you hit that roadblock, it's like, okay, I can spend some time, maybe step back, maybe take a break or whatever needs to be done to feel like I'm doing it my way. And also I think when we're trying to get ourselves to the top, I mean, my podcast episode last week, I invite you to listen to it, about doing the energy work. You know, that's part of it too, because, you know, we think that, especially if you run your own business or you're, you know, working with, you know, maybe you're not working at all, whatever our goals are. And I totally forgot what I was going to say there. Oh, yes. you've got, you know, certain things that need to be done. And when you're not doing those things, you're not working towards the success of that goal, of that dream. But a lot of what last week's episode was around doing the energy work and realizing that that is actually part of the work too. I know, Brie, because we speak about it, like you do a lot of meditation now as well. And that can be one of those things that we think is, you know, it's an indulgence, it's all of that. But how have you used meditation to really like up level yourself as well?
Yeah. See, I always used to think I don't have time to meditate. And what I do now is I basically listen to it as I'm going to sleep. So most of the time, yeah, I won't sit there for a half an hour or an hour doing it during the day, but I will listen to it as I go to sleep. Yeah. And I love that because it actually integrates during the night and, you know, and that's all you need to do. You don't need to sit there and meditate for an hour in the morning if you don't have the time, you know. So that's worked really well for me, is doing it at night before I go to sleep. Yeah.
I know. It's kind of, I think they always say there's time for everything if you allow there to be. I mean, I'm always saying, oh, I can't really get out today for a walk or exercise.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm probably good.
Yeah, so true.
Oh, that is so fabulous. Well, look, Brie, we are going to wrap it up right there. Thank you so much for coming on here. But I guess my biggest hope for this episode is no matter where you're at in your journey, you know, understanding that getting from point A to B, it is a scenic route, right? And being open to sort of pull over and see the scenery, no matter how good, no matter how bad it might be, is really integral to fully integrating the goodness that is to come. And as I said this morning, doing a little bit of this workshop, the you of 6 months ago would have been absolutely so excited to be where you are right now. And the you of now will be so excited to be where you are in a year or 6 months time as well. I know for you, Brie, I can't wait to see how much more things just soar for you. So exciting. Do you want to just tell us exactly where people can find you? Just you know,
So Brie Amber on Instagram, Brie Amber AU, and Brie Amber on Facebook.
Beautiful. Yeah. All right, all the links are in the show notes, so don't even worry about that. You can go and follow on with Brie's journey. And it, you know, it's really good to have some people in your stratosphere that are there to be that living proof of what can be. And I would say that Brie is definitely one of those people to keep your eye on and keep in your little, you know, vision board that we create with our social media.
Thank you, lovely. Oh,
wonderful. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. As always, you can catch me at megangene.com, and I'm known as Ms. Megan Jean on all social media. And when you know, love, and accept yourself, you get to embrace the magic that is you. And that's really all what today's podcast has been. So thank you so much, Brie.
Thank you for having me.
Bye. And goodbye to everyone. And we will see you next week for all things empathic, intuitive, and heart-driven. I'm Megan Jean, and from the bottom of my heart, I truly thank you for joining me on the Empath, Intuitive, Heart-Driven podcast. You can find me at www.meganjean.com, and I'm known as @MsMeganJean on all social media. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, review, share. It's going to help other people just like you find this beautiful, healing, energetic container. I look forward to speaking with you next time. Until then, embrace the magic that is you.